When the going gets rough in life, we typically focus on ourselves and our emotions. We will wish for our pain away, pray for problems to resolve, circumstances to get better, or cause some changes to happen with the people around us. Typically, these are the things that we will focus our concern on. However, the Lord is also working alongside us in our going, and He focuses on a lot of things as well. But it could be quite different than our usual concerns. The Lord centers His attention on bigger things, things that concern His people. You see, God may be preparing us as vessels to be refined and affect the people around us, or use what we are going through as a witness for His people. So we have to think, are we just looking at our rough going one-dimensionally? Or do we see how the Lord may be shifting us out of our typical perspective and into an eternal and bigger one instead? Now, believers tend to begin at a state that does not see the value of eternal matters. Let us ask ourselves, how much do we value matters of salvation, of the lives of the people around us to come to the Lord? Many times, some believers could be happily leading our own living and may easily forget or are not too concerned with their friends or family's salvation, while others could be having so much aspirations and desires of their own that they channel all their heart and mind to pursuing those, while they merely come to church as a Sunday Christian. There could also be others that are only focused on their own family or children, but not really concerned about people outside of their circle, almost like an exclusive treatment. But what about those that could actually need more ministering, interceding, those that God placed around us that are lacking and struggling? Sometimes it is easy to lose the initial purpose of why God gives us certain challenges in our relationships and circumstances. Now, firstly, our challenges help us to value matters of eternity. Like, instead of praying away our woes, do we pray instead for problems to shift so that we can serve God better and have strength to minister to others? The outcome we hope for may be in the same direction, but the motive, the intent, is different. It is God-driven and not self-driven. When we are self-driven, we will quickly see a trend of issues in life going, but very quickly coming back and forth again, and with our emotions and faith wavering along. This is the ugly side of how sin works on us. However, as we go through, we may see that things may not be changing or turning out the way we want, but gradually, God does His refining within us. We start to have a clearer vision apart from our wants and personal desires to seeing what is truly important, and that is people's souls and the eternal life. In the midst of strife, we could feel like there is not even an ounce of joy, but instead of pining on that and feeling even more miserable, we can instead pray for the Lord to let the Holy Spirit intercede and grant us joy from it so that we may be contented in relying on God. Then from here, we can slowly realize another value in our lives. Again, the souls of men and what concerns God. We can then love people, help pull others out of their sins and hurts. This will ultimately bring us deeper and more meaningful joy beyond those worldly concerns for ourselves that we could previously be laden with. And this is not something a person can just solely use their own solutions or experiences to